Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Chris. 8:39, 21 till 9, the morning after the day before. Jennifer Cahill joins us, Director of Corporate Communications for Clico. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
How many people are still without power in St. Tammany, and what's the estimate on restoration, and what are some of the bigger problems?
Sure. So, you know, this was severe weather that moved across the state and impacted nearly all of Clico's service territory. So across the state, we peaked with around 45,000 customers statewide losing power. So immediately following the storm, our damage assessment and power restoration efforts were in full gear. And by end of day yesterday, we had about 35,000 customers statewide still without power, with 27,000 of those customers being in St. Tammany. So I would definitely say St. Tammany, Slidell, a handful in Covington were definitely one of our hardest hit areas. So overnight, our crews worked to clear debris, repair damage to the system, and really start beginning that power restoration. So overnight, those efforts helped restore power to about 30% of those St. Tammany customers. But a lot of the work that we had to do last night was bring in dozers and heavy equipment to clear the roads so that we could really even just start the damage assessment and begin to make repairs. But again, we made, you know, good progress. And this morning we have about 18,000 customers without power in St. Tammany. Again, the majority in Slidell with a handful in Covington.
Yeah, I did the math as you were telling me that about 18,000, because it would be 70% of the 27,000. The primary problem here, I guess, are down poles. That's the first big thing that you have to deal with, Jennifer, after the removal of debris?
Right. So we're still tallying the damage, but initial assessments show extensive damage to our distribution system. So, yes, that includes broken poles, leaning poles, damaged cross arms, and lots of trees on power lines. But again, like you mentioned, the biggest challenge yesterday was road access, and we had extensive flooding in some areas, so we couldn't immediately access our system and our equipment because of the high water. And again, that debris in the road, it takes specialized equipment to and resources to clear that debris. So we brought in dozers and additional resources. I should mention, in addition to all of our Clico statewide personnel, the company secured over 400 additional line mechanics and vegetation specialists from out of state to help with that clearing of debris, system repairs, and the power restoration.
I know you're busy. Before we run out of time, what about timeline on restoration? And is it going to be chunks of people at a time, or can you even tell me yet?
Well, we're still, like I said, assessing everything. We expect to make a lot of progress today on power restoration because we have begun a lot of that cleanup. But we are anticipating that this could be a multi-day restoration event. But we'll have a better idea on specific restoration timelines later today as the crews, you know, get out there a little bit more and continue to assess the damage and see what we're looking at. But, they've been out there. They were out there, you know, overnight. They've been out there since early this morning. So they're out there working, and just want to remind our customers, because we know they're out there working as well, cleaning debris on their property. Please just remember to watch for down power lines when you're moving debris. and never touch a down power line, and please report it to CLECO and 911.
Presume it's live. Thank you, Jennifer Cahill, Director of Corporate Communications for CLECO. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Coop, Mike Cooper, President of St. Tammany Parish, get the latest post-tornado when we return here on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.